Howdy do, buckaroos. This is the Mac Observer Daily Observations Podcast. It is March 26th, 2020. Happy Thursday to all of you, including my co-host today, Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Thursday. Good to be here.
Yeah, it is a happy Thursday, mostly for me because I'm starting to feel better. I've not been on the show lately because I've been sick. No, not that. It's okay. Andrew, let's start with, we have a number of resources that have become available as people's time to go outside and do other things has diminished tremendously, mm-hmm. I guess we'll say. So let's go through some of those.
Yeah, so here are the ones we've been keeping track of. So I know we mentioned this before, but just to give a quick recap, Apple Books is offering free books and audiobooks in their app. Basically, just open up the Books app. At the bottom, find that bookstore tab. And mm-hmm. then at the top carousel, where you can swipe in between different things, just look for the one that says free books for everyone.
And it is everyone. I don't know how much we went through this when we talked about it previously, but there's books for kids, there's books for adults, there's audiobooks for kids and adults. I believe the one that I remember is There's a Monster at the End of This Book is available, a favorite from my childhood. And so maybe you could share it with your kids. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's Apple Books. Next up is the Internet Archive. They have released what they call a National Emergency Library.
Okay.
It has 1.4 million books.
Whoa.
Because the Internet Archive is, they do a lot of, what do you call it? Like publicly available content.
Public domain.
Yes, public domain. Yeah.
Yes.
I think, I'm not sure, but I think they have, like, private stuff, too, don't they? Or is it just public?
They have some private things, and they also do, you may have heard of the Internet Archive because they have the Wayback Machine. So,
yeah.
If you really want to go see what the Mac Observer looked like when it launched in the 90s, you can do that.
So, yeah, basically, this will be through June 30th or until the end of this national emergency, they say, whichever comes later.
Okay.
And so, basically, you'll be able to borrow books from this library without having to join a waiting list, which is great.
Nice.
Because they mention this ensures that students will have access to all their assigned readings and library materials mm-hmm. as they're doing their remote learning.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Internet Archive.
Yeah, they do a lot of good stuff, and they're a nonprofit. So if you do yes. find that this is something very useful to you or useful to your kids, maybe if you can kick them $10, they would definitely appreciate that. Because I know people who volunteer there, so I know they're always looking for a little bit more. And they do a lot for the internet citizens mm-hmm. of the world, so I appreciate them.
Okay, so next up, CBS is giving people... extending their free trial for CBS All Access. So before, their free trial just lasted for a week. Mm-hmm. But now it is 30 days, which means if you want to, you could binge watch the entire season one of Picard all for free.
As of tonight, you can binge watch the entire season because the season finale is tonight. Comes out tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm not excited about it or anything. It's going to be so good. Anyway. yeah, and with All Access, it's not just Picard. It's all of All Access for a month instead of instead of just for the week. So that's a good one. I'm glad to hear about that as well. That's good. There's a good bunch of stuff there besides Star Trek. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I wasn't sure what all the content they do have because I just have it just for Picard. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna have to check out everything else.
Yeah, well, mostly it's shows that have aired on CBS. And I know The Good Wife had a spinoff that was only on CBS All Access. And there's something else that I'm trying to think of and I can't remember. So, yeah, I'm sure it's great, though. mm-hmm. Yeah, I, too, haven't really investigated the rest of it. I just went, ooh, Picard. Yeah, we're watching that now. So that's what I've been looking at.
So... Yeah, so another streaming service, Amazon Prime Videos. They're making a ton of kids' TV shows available for free.
And you don't have to have Prime. You can go to primevideo.com, and I think you just have to have an Amazon account, and you can go watch those. But you don't have to have Prime in order to watch all of this stuff. So you can just hit it from primevideo.com, and that should do the job, at least on that one.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Charlotte writes that they separate it into age ranges, so you can find whatever your kid likes. Maybe you want something age appropriate, and there you go. That's what you can do with that.
Okay, cool. And what else do we have?
So there's this company called Nido. They make these really cool looking robot vacuums. So they sent me this update that their app can now support Siri shortcuts. Basically, you can use a Siri shortcut to maybe control the robot with your voice. So you can say, you know, hey, clean right now, or maybe you can schedule one. And I think they say it also works with Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa. With Siri shortcuts, I think that also works on your HomePod, too. Or maybe just control it for your Apple Watch.
Oh, okay.
Now, what I'm pretty excited about is that they actually offered to give me a review unit so I can test Siri shortcuts. Now, I'm pretty excited. I've always wanted a robot vacuum, so I'm awaiting that. I think it'll ship this week or next week.
They're pretty great.
I've already picked out a name for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to name it Archie.
Okay.
I have a robot vacuum,
and I really like it. I have an old Roomba. It's one of the Roomba pet vacuums.
Nice.
We don't have pets, but it's what I really like about it is that it makes it so you don't have to haul out the actual vacuum. Like you can sort of fill in between, like get the quick hit with the Roomba, or the Nido in this case. You can get the quick hit with that, and then, you know, you can go a little while longer before you have to haul out the regular vacuum and go to town. So, at least in my house, that's been my experience. It's been very nice. And I bought for my Roomba, because it's an old school, it's like 8 or 9 years old now, I think. I bought a little unit for the top. So you sort of take off the top cover of the Roomba that you have and you snap this on, and it hooks it to the Wi-Fi so you can control it with your phone. I don't have Siri shortcuts, but I do have, like, you know, I can tell the A lady to start the vacuum and it'll kick off the Roomba. And the nice thing about that is that if I do it while I'm home, but I'm not on the same level of the house as where the Roomba's running, then when it gets stuck, I get an alert instead of it just being stuck there forever. So I can go downstairs and set it free and send it on its way, because every once in a while it gets caught on something. So, yeah, that's the best part of it. Like, I can reach down and hit the button to send it to clean, but I really like that if it gets stuck, I get an alert so I can make sure it finishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, because in these apartments where I'm at, it's all tile. I mean,
yeah,
you can add your own carpeting if it's, like, you know, a certain kind. But okay. I just hate sweeping. It's just so...
Yeah.
It doesn't take too long because my apartment is small, but it's still labor. So, And I was reading about these vacuums, and it sounds like they're very autonomous. Like, even if it runs low on battery, it will drive itself over to the receptacle by itself, charge itself up, and then go back to where it was cleaning before.
That's nice. I don't know if mine's quite that bright. It is smart enough to go, battery's low, I'm heading home. And it does do that. But otherwise, I don't know that it does. So that's a good one.
Okay.
Now, just to jump back for a second, we did also have some Audible content. Audible has released a bunch of things that are free.
I forgot about that.
And I had forgotten about that, too, until I just looked at the list. So Audible primarily audiobooks, but they have stuff, and I believe it's for all ages. I know they have some younger content, but I thought of that. I thought I had seen that they have things for adults as well. So there's a variety of content available there, also from Audible. You'll need an account at Audible, but you don't need to be a current subscriber or anything, because there's works on a subscription system, I think. So you get credits, and you can cash in a certain amount of credits every month for different books. So they have stuff that's just free, so you'll have to sign up for an account. Or I think if you have an Amazon account, so you can watch all that Prime Video, I think Audible will also let you sign in using your Amazon account as well.
Oh, nice.
So there's that too. Yeah. Amazon bought them, so it's an Amazon company now. So, yeah.
Don't they give people 2 free books every month or something like that?
I think it's 2 to start, and then there are things that pop up that are free. And then with the credits, I think you, like, for a certain level of subscription, you get X credits a month. And then you can subscribe for more and get more credits per month, I think, is how that pricing works. Because they give you credits, and then they roll over. So if you don't use them this month, they'll just sit there until next month. So if you don't want to read anything this month, then next month, you know, you'll have just more credits to use.
So, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So the credits at least roll over. They don't seem to expire or anything. So makes that kind of nice. And I will again give a shout out to libraries, because a lot of libraries have digital content you can get. We talked about it here on the show. And if you have a library card, you just need to go to the website for your library and see what they have available. And if you don't have a library card, a lot of places have made it possible for you to get one online, or at least they will assign you a number so that you can start checking out. I've seen a few different stories about that. So there are definitely ways, and that's not just books. Like, you can check books out, ebooks from the library digitally, but a lot of them, like mine, has a ton of music, and even has, I think, some streaming music stations that you can listen to.
Cool.
So we have music, and then there's also movies and TV shows and comic books and graphic novels and that kind of stuff as well, that's usually available digitally, depending on how your library is set up. So there's definitely some opportunity there as well. So
yeah, I should check out my library's website, because so far you have to go there in person to get a card. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if they let people do it online now, because they're probably shut down.
Yeah. Usually, like, the reason they want you to go and get the physical card is so you can scan the physical card when you check books out. Like, that's at least at my library, that's how it works. And I know my library is not a common library, because my library has RFID tags in all the books. So you go set them on a scanner, and then you scan your library card, and it's like self-serve. So I just set all the books down, and it goes, here's the 4 books, here's when they're due, do you want me to print you a receipt? And I'm like, yes or no. That's cool. And then I take my books with me. Yeah, it's really awesome. I love my library.
So robots are now even replacing librarians?
Oh, well, they're still librarians, but if all you need is just straight checkout, you know, and you don't need to talk to somebody or pay a late fine or anything like that, you know, if you don't need any sort of actual, like, something that requires a human's assistance, then you can just sail through the line. It's really nice.
Okay.
And the best part about checking out books online is that they just expire. So there are no late fees when you check out ebooks. You just go to open it the day after, and it goes, your loan is ended. You're done now. So it's very nice. I like that. It means that going to the library is not an expensive habit, because sometimes I'm not great at returning books. So, that's why I'm extra excited about checking out electronic books from the library. Plus, they will give them to you in Kindle format, so you can read those anywhere you have a Kindle, at least at my library. You can get them on the Kindle, so I can just read library books on my Kindle all the time, which I do a lot, because it's really great. So I just wanted to get back for a minute to a couple of things that we had talked about before, and just to take it to the home stretch, Andrew, you had written up a fitness app which came from the FBI, which sounds a little odd in the first place, but it's legit. But some of the messaging around the information that it collects may give you pause, right?
Yeah. So it sounds like we have other things to talk about, because tomorrow, like, we won't have Security Friday, because I think this is the only security news I wrote this week. So just as a PSA today, the FBI has this fitness app. I don't remember when they released it, but I think it's been around for a couple years at least. Mm-hmm. But they've been promoting it recently just because of everyone staying home, you know, just to say, hey, like, use our app. You can do workouts at home. It's all great. And, you know, since it's the FBI, they
that
will
sounds great.
Collect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like most things, it sounds great on the surface, but what they don't tell you is that they say their privacy policy states individuals using this computer system are subject to having all of their activities monitored and recorded.
Monitored and recorded. All right.
Yeah. Now, what kind of data that means? The only thing I heard was location data and like all the Wi-Fi networks you connect to. I'm mm-hmm. sure there's more.
Well, you can do a lot with location data and Wi-Fi networks. I mean,
yeah,
that gives you probably a pretty good profile on somebody. You know, like general day-to-day activity, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. So.
Lovely.
But I do have an alternative for people.
Okay.
This is an app that I've used before. It's been a while since I've been working out.
Yeah.
But it's called Nike Training Club.
Oh, yeah.
You can download it for free. You mm-hmm. get a lot of stuff for free.
Yeah.
They do have a membership, though. I think they also are doing something like maybe giving that away free, too. So
oh,
basically,
nice.
It's really nice. It's for bodyweight exercises, although I think you can, there's a gym specific exercises in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice because you can select from different workouts, whether you're a beginner or advanced. As you're going along this like pre-recorded workout routine, you can watch along the video to see like how to do a particular move, which mm-hmm. is very helpful.
Yeah. I do like Nike Training Club. I've used it a little bit here and there. I like it for the variety. It's not just running.
Yeah.
And that's usually what gets highlighted because, like, there's the Nike edition of the Apple Watch, you know, and primarily, like, they focus on running and stuff when they talk about it, but it's really not. They've got yoga and different sorts of cardio and, like, HIIT exercise routines and stuff in there, and it's... And it does give you a variety, and it does give you, like, I'm a beginner, I'm intermediate at this. One that I will recommend, which feels kind of appropriate, is Zombies Run, which I really like. I'm not even a big, like, zombie fan, like zombie movies and Walking Dead and stuff like that. Like, that's generally not my jam. But what I like about Zombies Run is that it takes place post-zombie apocalypse, and... you are a runner and you go on like supply runs for your group of people that have survived the apocalypse. So you're going and you have your headphones in or whatever. And I can do this on the elliptical. I don't have to leave if I can't go outside.
Oh,
so
okay.
It works on the elliptical as well. And or the treadmill, you know. So you go along and then the person in your ear goes, they can see there's like camera systems everywhere and stuff. So they're like, we can see that there's a group of zombies coming up behind you. You better hustle. And so then you have to go a little faster. But they also have not just the regular Zombies Run, which has an annual subscription if you want everything. But there's a free edition. And they also have a free couch to 5K that you can do. And as you go along, like, you get stories and stuff from the people in the headphones because you're new to the township. And so they start telling you about, like, that you're runner five and, like, the person who was runner five before you. And you find out something about them and you find out about the other people who are there. And, like, the person that you're talking to is different sometimes. And you kind of get to know that person as they talk in your ear about whatever else is going on. So there's, like, a story and there's plot and stuff. So that's where I got sucked into it. I was like, I'll just try this because it sounds like it might be fun. And that's where I got into it, was the story behind all of the stuff that's happening. So
that's really cool.
It's really nice. I really, really like it. And like I said, the Couch to 5K edition is free, and it's a lot of fun. Like to get to listen to, because there's a story to it, and you can play music, so you can have like music going in the background, and then it will pause, or it'll get the volume gets lowered, and then you talk, and you know, as the person is talking in your ear, it's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, nice.
Yeah, so Zombies Run, that's where we're going to leave it for today. Thanks for coming by, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here as always, and we're always looking for your feedback at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or as comments in the show notes. Hopefully I will be back again to talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.